Dave and I were traveling through the top end. November and the sun was pretty hot. We were somewhere on the road that led to Cooktown. Had a not too busy, quiet petrol stop. An old man was working at the bowser. He was brown and black from years out in the sun. A bent up cigarette hung from his bottom lip, and his eye still held a twinkle left for fun. We filled our water tanks and got our diesel, and was getting set to roll off just about, when a fancy kind of four-wheel hit the driveway, and a pale-faced southern tourist tumbled out. The old man looked him over and said nothing, just filled his tanks and quietly moved, not fast. The flies were getting sticky and so friendly that we wondered if the wet was gonna start. The stranger asked about the road conditions. I remember well just what the old man said. How many miles to Cooktown, asked the stranger. Not miles, mate, said the old man, straight. And you realize the power of Mother Nature when you're just a tiny speck out on the plain. Land and sky where the road goes on forever, and you'd swear this land had never tasted rain. You hope the hell you don't have any trouble. A breakdown in this place could hold you up. Then a mighty road train looms and you pull over, bust a tire and rim there on the spot. Oh, you curse the heat and flies and change the tire, but you smile a bit and laugh inside your head. How many miles to Cooktown, asked a stranger. Not miles, eh, said the old man, straight ahead. And I guess that just about sums up life's highway, that ever-changing path we all must tread. How many miles to Cooktown, asked the stranger. Not miles, mate, said the old man, straight ahead.